Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
What's coming up tonight? This is Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. The number is 087 188 0008 if you would like to get involved in the conversation. I would be delighted to have you. But you may have seen during the week that childcare workers are going to start seeing a slight pay increase. I wouldn't be getting too excited about it, like, you know, 85 cent extra an hour. But look, it's a step in the right direction. I truly believe that people who choose to take care of other people's children as their profession are angels on earth. Like, you, I can honestly, I would really struggle to take care of someone else's kids. Like, my own kids are enough. But to hand, firstly, to take care of other people's children, I just think you're amazing to do it if you do. And then as a parent, to hand your children over to someone, it is just, no matter who you are, it's a difficult thing to do. And you are putting your trust in a stranger sometimes to take care of the most precious thing that you have ever known. So childcare workers need to be supported. And I am so much in agreement with this pay rise. And I just think it needs to be more again. But look, if you are working in childcare, I would love to speak to you. Do you think it is enough? Is it a step in the right direction? Get involved. I would love to hear from you tonight. Just even thank you for working in childcare. So if you do take care of someone else's children, please get involved in the conversation tonight. But we got this message on Facebook, and I would like to hear your thoughts on it, because it kind of brings in the whole pay idea of, around childcare and whether or not childcare workers are paid enough. But it also takes us down a few other avenues around childcare. So have a listen to this and let me know what you think. Guys, can you talk about this, please? I have no childcare for my two kids at the moment, and while I get sorted, my mum is helping out. The kids are 6 and 8 and no trouble at all. But my mum is now saying she wants 20 euro an hour. She's not strapped for cash, and I'm embarrassed to tell my partner she's saying this. His mum is dead and would have loved the opportunity to mind them. What do you think? Am I wrong? So we got chatting about this in the office earlier on, about whether or not grandparents should be spending their retirement minding kids, and also about the state of childcare here in Ireland in general. So I would like to hear your experience tonight of childcare, whether you are someone who was minded while your parents were at work. How did it impact you? Was it, you know, wonderful to see your parents going off to work? Did you go to a creche? Were you with the minder? Were you with your grandparent? Were you with another family member? If you are working in childcare, whether you're in like a full-time kind of setup like a creche, I would love to speak to you. We don't obviously have to get into specifics of different chains of creches. I'd rather not do that. But I would like to hear from you about the conditions and some of the kind of things you have to deal with. But this conversation around grandparents, I would particularly love to hear from parents and grandparents themselves, because, you know, it's such a privilege to spend time with your grandchildren, I would imagine. But it's also a time of your life, I'm sure, that you want to, you know, kick back. Your child-rearing days are over. So if you are a grandparent, and we can absolutely change your name if this maybe is a bit of an awkward one for you, but if it's something that you find difficult, because obviously you want to help out your kids, things are so difficult at the moment. Parents are so stretched. And I'm sure as a grandparent, you want to help out and you want to get involved, but maybe it is too much for you. And maybe this grandmother is maybe just putting a slight boundary in place, asking for this 20 euro an hour, like 20 euro an hour for two kids, a 6 and an 8 year old. I'm presuming they're both in school. I'm sure they are. They have to be maybe collected from school. They have to be fed. They have to be entertained. I'm guessing like 6 and 8, what would that be? Finishing at 3 o'clock every day. Maybe mom and dad aren't home from work until 6, maybe 7 o'clock in the evening. You know, is that enough? So do you have sympathy for these parents in this situation who are struggling with childcare? They've had to ask the grandmother. Maybe you can completely appreciate where this grandmother is coming from, asking for the 20 euro an hour. Get involved and let me know what you think. 087-188-0008. This is Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Jake, You're on the line. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem at all.
Jake, what do you think about this grandmother asking for the €20 an hour?
Well, there's not many people in the country who are even making €20 an hour to afford that. Now, understandably, it's not going to be the whole of the wage. Like, yeah, if it's 3 hours, it's €60 a day. Like, if the parents can't afford to put the child into childcare a week, they probably can't even afford the €60 a day. Now, my other issue with that on top of it as well, is the grandmother going to claim taxes on that? Is she going to pay herself that she has an income there as well? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's only fair. The parents are paying taxes on what they're earning, she should be paying taxes on what she's earning.
I would imagine it's cash. And I would imagine it's cash the grandmother is probably spending on the kids.
Well, that's understandable too. But realistically, like, I know I was reared by my grandmother. Both my parents worked. I was reared by my grandmother. And my mum and dad weren't afraid to throw her 50 quid a week, maybe. Now, it was me and my younger brother as well, 2 years between us. So it's a similar situation to what this lady's in. And my grandmother had, no, she never really had issue with it as far as I'm aware, like, you know, and even to this day, like, she still talks about how she loved mindless and all that crack. But I think it's nice of grandparents to offer, but for them to go and decide, right, you're going to have to pay me for this now. Especially if there's probably, at a retirement age, like, if you have free time, it's probably worth spending time with your grandkids. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I think a lot of people would 100% agree with that. But I think you're also at an age where maybe you've worked very hard. And I think the issue is relying on the grandparents and putting them under pressure. As you said, if the grandparents are offering and like, oh yeah, drop them in to me, I'll mind them, not a problem at all because they're happy to do it. But I think the problem lies then when maybe it's becoming a given that maybe the parents of these kids are taking it for granted that granny and granddad are going to do this every day.
Well, I think in the sense of it as well, the parents are kind of looking, and the mother said in the message herself, they can't afford the childcare. And I'd assume if they could afford it, they probably would. It allows their kids to interact with other kids the same age rather than being stuck with just each other the whole time. Well, me and my brother were stuck with each other the whole time. We had killings. You know?
I actually don't know. Just to be honest, Jake, it doesn't say that they can't afford it. They just said, I have no childcare at the moment. So we don't know for sure why the kids aren't in after school or what the issue is. Because obviously they're 6 and 8. They're in school. But it's those couple of hours after school. So I don't actually know for certain. But let's assume that they can't afford it.
I know there's a shortage in the country of it. Like, my partner works in ECC. And she runs her after school classes and stuff like that. And there's such a short staff and massive turnarounds in it that people think, grand, childcare is what I want to do. And then I know a lot of people, it's kind of like, I don't know if I have the love for this as I thought I did. So people end up leaving it behind. It's a crazy, crazy turnover. And like you said earlier, it's not a job that's appreciated enough. There's not enough money being paid towards it. Like, yeah, 85 cent, was it €35 a week? So is like €35 a week really all the appreciation they're going to get for the responsibility and the importance of their job in this country?
I'd love to know what the going rate is. Yeah, like if people, and if you just want to text in, if you don't want to come on, maybe if you're working in childcare, but like, I'd love to know what kind of the flat rate, like entry level pay is at a creche. And then like, look, people have their own private places and they might charge like just in cash, you know, if they have their own place. And I think it depends on your level of qualification as well. I'm not going to claim to know enough about it, but I'm sure there are places that can charge more. But then you've got like the larger, like say the chains of creches and the turnover. I know myself personally from when my son was in creche, the turnover of staff is huge because the money is shocking.
It's scary turnover, like, but like, it's not a sustainable wage. Like, I think currently the going rate for someone who has a level 5 is somewhere between 13.50 and 15.50 an hour.
And level five is pretty high. Like, that's...
level. It's expensive enough to do the course itself.
Yeah.
So, like, it's taken you quite some time to get back what you put into it. You know, and there's no denying it takes a very dedicated person to want to do that job. But for someone who has gone through the effort of thinking, this is what I want, this is the career I want to follow, and then all of a sudden, childcare isn't my thing. Like, the time, the money, and the lack of appreciation that they've had to deal with.
Oh, I'd say people working in childcare have to deal with shocking stuff. Like, I would say, like, as you said, like, your grandmother raised yourself and your brother. I'd say your parents were just delighted to have someone to give a dig out. I'd say they never made suggestions about what your grandmother fed you and your brother or what you were watching on telly. Whereas nowadays, I think we're like, we're such helicopter parents, do you know? That, like,
snowflake society.
Totally. And this is the thing as well, is that maybe that grandmother is suggesting that €20 an hour because she's like, right, if I'm going to be minding these kids and you're going to be kind of setting in rules, like, this is a conversation I had with someone recently, is that if you're asking someone to take care of your kids for free, it's their rules. Mm. They're doing you a favour. And a lot of people are saying that in the messages coming in. But I think if you're going to be setting boundaries and giving that grandparent or whoever that is rules around your kids, you got to be paying for it.
Oh, no, that I knew, that I agree with, like, because at the same time, there's the difference between a favour and asking someone to do a job. By them having to monitor what the kids are watching, what the kids are eating, what they're drinking, who they're with, like, that's a job in itself. So I can understand paying for that. But like that, like, again, like you said, with my grandmother, my parents were never like, oh, give them this, give them that, give them the other, but don't give them X, Y, Z. Like, it was never that case. Like, I'm still young, I'm 24. So it even goes to show the difference within the last 20 years or so of how children are being raised is just ridiculous. Like, there's so much softness in society that it's ridiculous, like, you know. Mm-hmm. People have too much concern. Like, you don't see kids going around getting scraped knees anymore or out playing football anymore. It's all like, it's nearly a shock when you see a child out playing.
And I think it is because of that. Like, we're so, like, these minders, I'd say, or like grandparents or whoever it is minding these kids, they're so afraid that something might happen on their watch. You know, and what you're dealing with. That's why I was doing the call out for people who work in childcare, because I'd love to hear the kind of things they're dealing with. Jake, hang on if you can, if you have time, because it's lovely speaking to you. But I'm going to go to Mary next. And Mary is not her real name. And I said this at the top, that if you want to come on and talk about working in childcare, we don't have to name the creche and we can change your name, because I would love to hear what it's like on the ground. So you can get involved in the conversation on 087-188-0008. If you've just joined us, this listener has been in touch saying she's strapped for childcare at the moment, whether it's a money issue, we don't know, but she's two kids, they're 6 and 8. The grandmother is minding them at the moment, but she's asked to be paid €20 an hour to take care of these kids. And our listener is like, I'm so embarrassed. Like, my mother does not need this money. Now, I was making the point that maybe it's because the mother is just making a point. She's like, look, if I'm taking care of your kids, like, let's make it official. And then, you know, there's no, I don't know, I suppose there's no pussyfooting around certain topics. Like, if someone's minding your kids for free, they're doing you a favour. But if you're paying them for it, I suppose it's a little easier maybe to have ground rules. Does that make sense? What do you think? 087-188-0008. Mary is on the line. And again, not her real name. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad at all. I really appreciate your input, because I'm dying. Firstly, thank you for the work you do, because people who work in childcare are keeping this country going at the moment, because it is so hard for people to keep the show on the road and we are so dependent on our childcare workers. So thank you, Mary, for the work you do and your colleagues.
Well, thanks.
Tell me about why you got into childcare. Why was it that you wanted to take care of kids?
Just when I was kind of a teenager and stuff, I always knew, like, I was always babysitting and stuff like that, and I just loved entertaining children and stuff like that. So when I finished school, I started doing my level 5 in a local college in Limerick. And then I got my level 5, applied for a job, and I got the job. I'm working in the crèche that I'm working in now. I've been working there since I finished college, so I'm 18 years there since April. I just think it's crazy money that the nana is looking for €20 an hour. Like, up until September 2022, I was getting €10.20 an hour. And then we joined the union and stuff like that, and all these new ERU rates and all that came in. So I'm just in September 2022, my wages have gone up to €17 an hour, but that's because I'm room leader as well at the moment. But like, it's crazy that that nana is looking for €20 an hour off her daughter to mind her children when I'm qualified in childcare and I've been working there for 18 years and not even getting nowhere near €20 an hour.
Mary, it's a tough one because obviously you're highly qualified in what you do. You're in that crèche alone 18 years, so you know what you're at, and I don't think anyone would dare dispute that. I wonder, is this grandmother just trying to make a point to the mother, being like, look, this is the kind of money you'd be paying in a crèche or in an after school or similar. If you're asking me to take care of your kids, like, I'm not going to do it for free. And I'm sure there's lots of grandparents that would do it for free. And this emailer was saying that, like,
yeah, well, I was lucky enough that I have my mum and dad that never took money off me for minding my kids when they were smaller while I was working and stuff like that. So I'm just like that. And I do understand, like if you were minding, say, your 8-year-old grandchild or whichever, your 10-year-old grandchild, and they were out playing and stuff, like, I do understand you have to feed them and stuff. If the ice cream man came and anything like that. But, like, even if she said to her mum, look, I'll give you €50 a week, €60 a week, that will cover, you know, their food or something like that. That's mm-hmm. something. Because it is, at the moment, like, there isn't enough staff in crèches. There isn't enough places in crèches. Like, we've stopped taking names for kids under 3 at the moment because we have such a big waiting list that by the time we get through our waiting list, they'll probably be in first, second, third class at this stage. Like, it's crazy.
You hear people putting names down for kids before the child's even born. Like, it's just...
We've even stopped that at the moment as well now, because we literally have people who are just after finding out they're pregnant and they're just putting, like, say, baby and then their surname. So, like, baby O'Brien or baby...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and stuff like that. It's just crazy at the minute, like, and... There isn't even, like, staff is another major issue because of the wages that they're offering people in childcare at the moment. So, like, when I was in college, I was working in Tesco's part-time. And, like, I was working, like, my wages, if I stayed in Tesco's for 18 years, I'd be on, like, 20-odd something euro an hour by now, like. So it is crazy money with the responsibilities that you have on a day-to-day basis. And... with the, it's not like years ago, the HSE have, like, awful lot of new rules and stuff like that. Like, you know, when it comes to, like outdoor play and risk and stuff like that, everything, you just have to be on your guard 24/7 up there now, like, compared to 10 years ago, maybe.
I'd say the stress is off the charts, Mary. Like, can you give me, like, just... like, indulge me, like, what are some of the things you have, like, the things you have to deal with from parents and some of the complaints and things? Or, like, I'd say there'd just be a queue out the door of people, like, helicoptering, as I was saying to Jake earlier on.
Yeah, like, a major issue with parents is, like, we close at 5 o'clock every day. We're often there some days till 5:20, 5:30 ourselves, because parents are just late. And it's, like, you'd understand if they're late because of if they ring and say, look, I'm stuck in a roundabout, blah, 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 and traffic is at a standstill, but I will be there as soon as possible. But these are local parents who literally could walk from their front door to the crèche door to collect their kids and stuff, and they're just late, and they're like, there's no, you know, they're like, oh, like if our manager pulls them, they're like, oh, yeah, it won't happen tomorrow. It mightn't happen tomorrow, but it would happen the next day or the following day, like that and stuff like that.
It's,
and we're a community
crèche.
What did you say, Jake?
It seems to be serial offenders that do that. Like, they're the people that don't show appreciation for what ye people do. Like, it's a ridiculous lack of respect for you guys. Like, at the end of the day, people don't seem to take into consideration you have your own lives. Like, at the end of the day, it's your 9 to 5. You have your own life to be going to after that. But it's like people are like, oh, they're minding my child. They're not going to worry about an extra 20 minutes or an extra half an hour. I'll just take my time with this now.
Yeah, and that's what they do. And, like, for example, like, if I had a child in another local creche and then they closed at 5:30 and I was there till 5:30, that's me being late to collect my children. Or if my kids have after-school activities and stuff, it's my turn to stay back. Do you know, it's not like, oh, they just look at us and think, well, they're getting paid for it, so that's their job. But our job is 8:30 to 5. It's not 8:30 to 5:30 or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. You're not Mary, being paid for it.
So, so we don't get paid for it. So, like, if I stay back 20 minutes extra today and then 20 minutes extra like next week, at the end of the month, it all tallies up, so I get my time back. But this was only implemented recently, like maybe in the last 4 or 5 months. Previously to that, it was like, well, it was your day to stay back. That's it, like.
Yeah, tough, whatever you're dealing with there.
Yeah, wow. You know, and stuff like that. Now, in fairness, like, management have upped their game. Like, you know, as in, they're obviously appreciating us by staying back because it's helping them out. So they're helping us by giving us back the time and stuff like
that. Well, it is going in the right direction. I'm glad to hear that, Mary. That is brilliant. Guys, bear with me. Just going to have to take a quick ad break. So interesting speaking to Mary, who works full time in a creche, highly qualified, has been in that creche for 18 years and just thinks, oh, it's a bit much now for this grandmother to be asking for the €20 an hour to take care of her grandkids. I'd love to speak to someone who takes care of either grandkids or, you know, kids like that, you know, that they're related to. Maybe you're not a grandparent, but, you know, a family member, and you do it for free. What is that like? Are you a bit resentful at times? Are you treated well? Did you offer to do it? Let me know. 087-188-0008. Be right back. You're very welcome back to Nighttime Talk with me, Lauren O'Sullivan. We've been talking about childcare in this country and your thoughts on it. We started off with an email from a listener who is in a bit of a predicament at the moment with childcare. She's got a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old. And she hasn't explained why, but she's no childcare for them at the moment after school. So her mum is helping her out. But now she's saying she wants €20 an hour. She's not strapped for cash, according to her listener. And she says, look, I'm really embarrassed actually to even bring this up with my partner. Like, his mom has died and she would have loved to take care of these kids. And my own mom now is charging us €20 an hour. So what are your thoughts on this? It's kind of got us talking around, you know, those of us who were taken care of by grandparents, like Jake, who is on the line, himself and his brother, their grandmother cared for them, did a great job, never asked for a penny, but at the same time wasn't kind of ordered around and told what to do by the parents. And this is what I'm wondering, is that maybe the grandmother is just making a point. Like, if you offer to take care of your grandkids, if you offer to help out, is it kind of like, well, look, I'm doing you a favour and that's fine once that's acknowledged and you're grateful for it, or, you know, I don't know, there's some kind of appreciation shown, or maybe you just really want to do it. You really want to take care of your grandkids. But for some grandparents, I'm sure your child rearing days are well behind you and it can be a strain and there's a lot put on you now. And, you know, Jake and I were talking about like this helicopter parenting and like all these rules and, as Mary was saying, in the creche she works in, like all these risk assessments now. And it's just, it's a lot harder nowadays to take care of children. I wouldn't do it. You couldn't pay me. Like, there's no salary you could offer me to take care of other people's children. I just think it's incredible work that you do, Mary, like working in a creche. And we've got Sharon on the line as well. Sharon, we changed Mary's name. Just she was kind of talking a bit about the creche that she's in. But you're OK talking about where you work. So we haven't changed your name, just in case there's any confusion for anyone listening. What is it like? Like Mary mentioned why she got into childcare. What was it for you that led you down this career path?
How are you, love? Laura, is it?
Lauren, Sharon. Hiya.
Lauren, how are you, love? Yeah, I'm 55 this year. I started in childcare in 1998. I own 5 years in one creche where I live in Ballyferma. Then I'm working in Clondalkin now the past 20 years. And you started off talking about the pay rise with the SIP2. So their minimum wage starting off now is €14.65. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
I can. I'm hanging on your every word, Sharon. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I started on where I was working, while I am working, we used to get an increment every year. €1, £1, £2, £1.50 or something like that. So it stopped when the crash came in 2008. I haven't had a rise since 2008. I work in a community crash. I don't work for a chain of crashes.
Okay.
A community crash. And I haven't had a rise. Now, the thing that gets me, I'm all for SIP2. I'm part of the union, the whole lot of Big Start campaign with Darrow, right? And that's the chap who runs it. And now it's like the new people coming in are getting the incentive to come into childcare, which is great. It's brilliant. It's rewarding. It's a fantastic job. But nothing about the likes of me who's been there 20 years and I've got nothing for the past 16 years. That's what bugs me.
Yeah, I can completely understand why.
Big time. Now, the granny who's looking for €20 an hour, she ought to be ashamed of herself. When I started in the crash, I had 5 kids. 2 were 14 and 10. They were big enough to go to school and walk home on their own. The other 3 had to be minded. One was in a crash, 1 had to be collected from, 2 had to be collected from the school. My ma collected them, did not take a penny, didn't ask for a penny. She fed them. She bought them clothes. They are grandkids. You do not ask for money for your grandkids. Okay, she's up for offering to mind kids. Or maybe, I don't know, I think she did offer, didn't she?
She just said that the mum is helping out because at the moment this listener has no childcare, but that the mother has said, no, it's got to be €20 an hour now if this is going to continue.
Like €20 an hour. She's getting more than people with level 6 and 8 are on. People with level 6 and 8 are still only on 13, 14,
but can I ask you this, Sharon, right? Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Like, is that the fault of that grandmother? Or surely people who are so highly qualified, like Mary, for example, earlier on, like, surely you should all be being paid more. Like, why are childcare workers not recognised in this country? Why aren't you paid more?
Sometimes I feel like you are glorified babysitters. Like, some parents absolutely idolise you. They love the work that you do with the kids. Like, they don't just come in and play all day. They're learning through play. Like, a kid could be sitting there playing with building blocks. They're using their imagination. They're learning how to... People just think building blocks. It's not. It's mathematical. They could be sitting there putting 2 red blocks together. They're learning numbers. They're learning colours. They're learning the scope. Like, there's so much in a crash. They're not playing all day. They're using their imagination. They're trying to talk to kids. Some kids you can't understand. But kids understand kids.
Hmm.
Like sometimes a child will say something and I'm like, oh, my ears are not walking, I can't understand you. And I say to a child beside them, Mary, what did Peter say? They can tell you.
Yeah, I know.
They're
amazing. And I think you're so right about like what they do. Like my eldest boy was in creche and the day, like they had a graduation, I'm not joking you, like it was unreal. Yeah. And like the people who minded him, like I bawled crying and he lived in creche and they were bawling crying. Like now he was like 4 leaving, like he couldn't have cared less, right? He's going to school, big boy now. But like he got this book when he left creche and it was photos and letters and
his milestones,
like minute by minute from the day he entered that creche to the day he left. Yeah. And it was like little handwritten notes from all the different minders over the couple of years of the different things he'd achieved, right? And all this. Like the time and energy.
It's so important.
It's so important.
It's so important.
Like
my daughter now has 2 children, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Molly was in my creche and Killian was in my creche. And Killian was, he had developmental delays. Excuse me, he didn't speak. He was in 1, 2, 3 rooms. When he got to the preschool room, he didn't speak. She brought him to everywhere. Private speech and language, private OTs, the whole lot, paid a fortune. He got to preschool in August. By September, he was talking. He's now in an Irish school, a girls' school, and you want to hear his Irish. All because of the time and the effort the girls put in with him in preschool, giving them one-to-one, encouraging his speech and language, sitting and waiting for him to talk. Like, we don't just mind him. We nourish them. We care for them. We love them like our own kids.
Yeah.
Some days it's hard. Some kids are hard. They're challenging. But every child is different, and we put so much time and effort into them. My crèche is open from 7:45 to 6 o'clock every day. And, like, that's a long day for
that
children.
That is a long day. Oh, it's a long day for you. Jeez. But, like, Mary was saying earlier, the parents arriving late and stuff like that. Like, is that something that you've experienced?
We've had that.
You do?
Yeah, we did have that. We did have that with a few parents, but they're gone now. But things are here and there. Like, it happens. Like, they started to bring in a €5 charge if you're a half an hour late, whatever. Like, we were closing at 6:15, and that wasn't fair for the girls who were there till 6:15.
Yeah.
Waiting on buses, like timing the buses and like being late for the bus and not getting out till 7 o'clock in the evening, like being there from 9 o'clock in the morning. That's a long day for the child and the staff. But it doesn't happen anymore, thank God.
Yeah, go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, so Mary. Do you know, say we've like looked into that, like say other creches, like we're a community creche as well. So like some of our parents only pay like €3 a week. That's for 20 hours childcare. So, like, we were saying before, bring in a fine of €5, like, say, if they're late for 10 or 15 minutes. But, like, if they're only €3 a week, like, they're not paying, like, €5 is nothing to them. So, if
they
I
don't
say to them, like, you owe me €5 because you're half an hour late, they're going to say, it's only €5. There you go. Like, you know, they're not going to be like, oh, I don't have €5. Yeah. Like, they're just going to pay that, like, so...
Mary,
€5 is nothing cheap.
Yeah.
Like, so you wouldn't even get a bleeping pack of smokes for €5. Like,
you know,
don't care.
So that,
but that wouldn't be a big
care,
problem. Like,
pay. Yeah.
Mary.
You think about it, though, the more the €5.
Sorry, Jake, go on.
Sorry, the more the €5 adds up, with, like, realistically, if you think about it, like I said to Mary earlier on, the serial offenders. Like, if someone's like three, four times a week, like that adds up €20 a week, no bother. Like, that's what? 120 or €80 a month, and then like you keep doing that. It's the same way people price a box of fags. If you keep adding that fiver up and up and up, it all adds up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you see, James, like Jake is a Jake. €5, they're not going to do it every day a week. It's only going to happen once a week, maybe, and maybe if it happens twice in a row and you pull them up on it, they keep what we found was. They keep the child out the next day. They're too embarrassed to face it. And then the child comes in, say, the following day, and everything's grand, and it won't happen again for another week or another month or whatever.
Yeah.
But the €5 didn't work out. It didn't pan out. As Mary said, they're paying €5, €8 a week for this ECCE and all this free childcare. So they don't care. It's nothing out of the pocket. It's like,
I find that extremely petty, though. To like take your child out for something that should be your responsibility to be there for.
Yeah,
like you're given the means the crèche opens and closes. Like you're saying there yourself, you're open from, what was it, 8 till 6:15?
4 to 8 to 6:15, yeah.
8 to 6:15. Like realistically, if you had a turnaround till 6, like your crèche closes at 6, but your working hours are till 7:15, that takes into consideration the possibility of late collections. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And you see
and
as well,
think,
a lot.
That's where I think the small business appreciation come in.
I blame the government for this free childcare. This free childcare wasn't implemented properly. I feel that it's been given to the wrong people. It's been given to the people who don't work, who are at home, going out, getting their hair done, their nails done, their lips done, their this done, their that done. And you have the parents who are working, both he and she are working. Or she and she, or whatever the family situation is, all day, they're paying, whatever they're paying, a lot of money for their kids to be in the crèche, and they take the kids off when they finish work, as soon as their first priority is getting them kids out, where you have the kids who are in, some children, in all day, and the parents are not working. They're in, bang on, they're first thing in the morning, and they're there the very last minute.
But it's like you say, it's the parents, 15-year-old. It's the parents that have time to look after their kids. The parents who aren't working, the parents who have no reason to need that help of childcare. Like, I work full time. I work 44 hours a week, like most people do as well. But at the same time, I'm lucky in the sense that my partner's mother looks after our child when she's in work. And like I mentioned earlier on, she works in ECC, she works in a creche. And it's a case where our little one isn't old enough to kind of be in the creche yet. They have a minimum age of 3 or something like that starting off. And now, like you say as well, we're getting this free childcare coming in now in September. And it's something that I feel like we could actually really do with the help with.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's the case where it gives my partner's mother a break, because we can't be relying on her the whole time to do it, you know what I mean? And then with that as well, it's the fact that there's no hope we could afford full-time childcare for our daughter.
No, like full-time childcare in a lot of creches, especially private creches, it's like a mortgage or a car payment.
Go again. Like, it is just, sorry to go to gross, Sharon. It is just insane. But at the same time, I'm talking to you and Mary and I'm like, you should be paid more. So like, but obvious that like people are paying these insane childcare bills, but the staff are not seeing that money. And that's what I think is just fundamentally wrong.
No.
Sorry, did I hear you say earlier, because you're a community creche, you don't get the same increase as the government issue?
No, I don't know why I don't get it. I know the new people coming in get it. If you're only newly qualified and you started off on your level 5 and you got, say, 5 years ago when you had your level 5, you were getting whatever minimum wage was, 9 something, I don't know. And then 2 years ago, they brought in that you had your level 5. So 2 years ago, you qualified and you had your level 5. It went up to €10, something an hour. But today, it's gone up to €13.65 an hour.
And you say you haven't got a pay rise since 2008. Do you find people who are only newly qualified coming in on the same money as you?
Well, I don't know. I don't ask them. If I'm listening to the news now, we are a good run creche. We have a good management support and all that. But I kind of don't want to send radio because I'm trying to get money out of them. But if a new person started if a new person started out in the creche, right, 2 years ago, it was starting off on 10 something an hour, right? Mm. And if they come in last year, they're now entitled to get $14.65 an hour. Right, I'm on $14.20 an hour. But I've been on that since the past 16 years.
But, like, that's outrageous. Like, for someone who's been at it as long as you have, like, there's no reason why, my opinion of it, really, right? You look at someone who goes into a trade. I work in sales. I sell building materials and stuff like that. So I'm using trades as an example here. You have a carpenter starting off. They're starting off on their apprentice rates, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
I think childcare should nearly be brought as the same thing. Yourself and Mary are there, and you're at God knows how many years, and there should be, like you said, it's when you started off, there was increments every year. That should still be a thing in consideration until there's a cap of, I don't know, €22 an hour.
Yeah.
Like most trades.
Cap it off, exactly.
I think that'd be the fairest way of doing it. Earn your way up. Get your cap off, and that's how I think reasonable pay is going to be brought in for people who do childcare.
Yeah.
It's the only way that makes sense to it in my mind.
Well, it doesn't make sense. Yeah, Mary.
Sorry, but in our creche, so say 2 years ago when the government brought in the new ERU rates and stuff like that, our manager of our company, the CEO of our company, had already, we were in talks with StartRight and with SIP2. So out of respect for us, he had put us on a pay scale. So the 1st of April every year for 5 years, our wages will go up 50 cents an hour. And then we were always above average of what the average of what the basic pay should be. And then when the government brought in the new pay scales, we get that as well. So like say 2 years ago, I was on €10.20 an hour. Now I'm on €17 an hour, which is very good.
Now
but that's
saying,
down to
yeah,
that
good.
Rate. And it's also down to our CEO of our company just respecting us as for the work that we do up there as well. Now, in fairness,
really?
I have to say that about them. But what I do find is because there is such a lack of people wanting to do childcare, so, like, if I applied for a job tomorrow in my creche and I had, just say, my level 5 or my level 6, because they know there's such a lack of staff wanting to work in childcare, I can negotiate my wages. Like, so it happened, going back there 2-3 years ago, like, we got a new girl started in our creche, and her very first day, she was on more money than, not just me, just say, there's like 6 or 7 of us that have been working in the creche more than 15 years. Like, she was on more money than us.
I don't
because
want to say
she negotiated her wages. Yeah, oh, it is, yeah. Now, fair play to her, because she, you know, she knew they needed staff and they were willing to pay it. But, like, she was on more money than us on her very first day starting her very first hour of work.
Well, you see,
Mary,
yous were slow there. Yous were slow there. Because if you had found that out, you should have went to your manager and then to your CEO. And I have a funny feeling me and you have the same CEO. I have a very funny feeling we have.
So, in fairness, now we got it. Where I'm on, like, I can't complain about my wages now, considered what
no,
I'm
No, you're on a
ago.
Decent wage.
To know.
But if, you had, if, I had if I found out that somebody started in my crash and she was on this more money than I'm on with a level 5, I only had a level 5, I would cause more. Absolutely.
No, I don't mean to cause
more
any drama here or anything like that, but I heard, Mary, you said you're on 17 or something that an hour.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And then Sharon, you said you're on 14, whatever, right?
Yeah, 14,
right,
20.
The 2 year at a very similar length of time. Like Mary said, she's at 18 years. Sharon, you're at close to, what, 25 years?
Yeah.
So it just goes to show, like, there's €3 in the difference an hour there.
Yeah.
For two people doing the exact same job.
Exact same job. Crazy.
Yeah.
There's no consideration.
And now you have the new girls coming in, so I don't begrudge them, as I said. No, Jesus Christ, it's the law, whatever. So you have somebody who qualifies. What month are we in now? June, right? They all done their level 5, say, over 2 years. So they're finished now. They have all their exams were in over the years, whatever, 2 years. So now they're finished. So she goes for a job. She gets a job in a crash, say my crash, or Mary's crash, or your wife's crash. And she's automatically getting $14.65 an hour.
Yeah.
55 cents less than me. And in this
20
one, 20 years.
And I would imagine as well that, like, look, things change a lot in childcare. There's always different, as you said earlier on, Mary, different risk assessments coming in, and there's always things
constantly.
Being upgraded.
A lot of paperwork,
but
everything like that.
I'm sure nothing can compare to experience and things that you've both experienced on the ground over the years.
Yeah, no, there you go. Experience, like, and I'm not only saying it, but somebody my age, I'm 55, as I said now in September, and 20 years walking in that creche, 5 kids of my own, grandchildren, the amount of kids I can still remember, like from that crash 20 years ago. Kids, you know, some of them have their own kids in the crash.
Oh, Mary.
And that's fucking experience. That's life experience.
Yeah.
That's experience.
Yeah. And I'd say there's things
back to college
you've seen.
And do it.
And like so many jobs, like this is not unique to childcare, but I would imagine there are situations you've been in that there's no amount of exams will prepare you for.
No,
oh,
yeah.
Definitely.
No.
Yeah, just like, you know what? Like,
I mean,
when you're first aid.
We had a kid in our crash there a couple of years back and put his tongue in his mouth, like, just as he do. But fucking hell.
Oh my
God. It got stuck in his mouth behind his teeth. Right? So his little mouth was open and it was stuck in his mouth behind his teeth. He couldn't swallow it. He wasn't going to choke.
But it's still
it
stuck.
And he couldn't get it out. And someone screamed for me. Aaron! I was like, Mrs. Dowfer, I'm coming. I ran.
I have. Does everyone else have the same mental image of Sharon coming slow motion through the crowd?
Literally, I fucking ran like wildfire. I had to put my finger, my index and my thumb in between that child's teeth. It was like he was lockjawed, if you know what I mean. His mouth was open.
Yeah.
He couldn't close it.
What
and
kind
he could
of coin
anymore.
Was it? Was it like a 2 euro coin?
No, it was a toy. No, it was
oh,
a toy.
I thought you said a coin, sorry.
A toy. No, a little toy. But the way he got it into his mouth, it wouldn't come back out.
Oh, God.
He wasn't going to show, stuck in his mouth. She screamed for me. I ran. I had to put my index finger and my thumb in. In between, God love him. He's fucking puced, the poor child. Terrified. I was terrified he was breaking his teeth, pulling her out.
Oh, Sharon. What did you say, Jake?
They said you were against protocol.
Yeah. Come here, I'm going to have to go. I'm so sorry to have to leave this because I'm just going to have to break for news.
But I'm just saying, like, these are the things you're up against. Like, you have health and safety, you have first aid, you automatically, something happens to the child, you run, you get the child, you fucking look after the child, like, your own child. Even if it's only you fall on the knee, like,
yeah.
Some kids jump up and run around for grand. Other kids are heartbroken.
Yeah.
And it's just nothing prepares you for
no,
that. Like.
You are so, so special doing the job you do. And everyone working in childcare, but Mary and Sharon in particular. I just want to read this out really quickly before I go. I know I'm so late for news, but Liz has texted in to say, that lady sounds like a lovely, kind, caring woman, just perfect to mind children. She's adorable. Please tell her. So there you go. Both of you are wonderful.
Mary and me.
Both of you. I'm going to include both of you. I'm not sure exactly who it's for, but it's for both of you. You're wonderful. Thank you for the work you do. And Jake as well. Thanks for being part of the conversation. I'm so late. Sorry. But hang on, because there's a brilliant text coming up after the news.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.